Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, if there's a specific topic you'd like us to cover, or you simply want to connect with me after the show and say hi, connect with me through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, make sure that you sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. And by the way, those tools and techniques I'm sharing with you, I've used them personally in my life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, abuse, near-death experience, being given 30 minutes to live, having a life and death pregnancy, going through abuse, all kinds of challenges. So if it works for me, I can tell you it will work for you. So check that out. Those videos, sign up for the free newsletter at AskSueLondon.com, and then I can start sending them to you right away. Now, we've got a great show today, but before I tell you about that, I got to find out what Christopher, my producer, has been up to. So what's new with you, my friend?
Oh, every week is a new adventure, just like your life, as your husband would say, Sue.
I know. So what's happening with you?
Well, let's see. We have a lot of local events going on, so I'm running around. I know I have, I'm supposed to interview a celebrity tomorrow morning at 10, and you know what? I don't even know who it is. I forgot.
Oh, no.
So I got that going on. We've got a live remote from a couple of different festivals. One you'd find pretty interesting. They call it Wings Over Westerly next Saturday. And they actually give free airplane rides to the children. And it's a festival all about airplanes at the airport. I wonder, do you have anything like that in Canada?
I don't think so. I've never heard of that.
Wings Over Westerly. I figured that would be a good tie-in, because you're always talking about angels and wings. And I figured, well, you know, I'll tell you about that.
How cool is that for kids? What a great experience for them.
Definitely a great
experience. When's that happening again?
It's next Saturday at the Westerly Airport, all day long.
Wow. And you said it's free.
It's absolutely free. That's right.
Wow. Boy, anyone in that area, make sure y'all take up that opportunity, because that sounds great. I'm all about, as you know me, Christopher, I always love to give my kids new experiences. And, man, if I was down there, I'd be bringing my grandson and all the kids down for that one. That sounds awesome.
Well, I know Hayden and Adrian are going to have some fun that day.
Oh, you'll have to tell us next week how it all goes for them.
Absolutely.
This will be their first ride?
They'll be their first, actually, Hayden's first airplane ride. Adrian's been on planes before.
Wow. Well, I have some news to share with you. You know that we're having a new house built. Mm-hmm. And we're moving, and we're still on our adventure living in the hotel, but we went by our new house a couple days ago, and they're actually putting the second story on our house. So they still think that we're going to have our house all ready for us to move in December 14th. So it's kind of like Christmas comes every day when we go and see our new house, and there's a new board up. So I'm excited. I'm getting more excited every day.
I love it.
And I didn't even have a B12 shot either this week.
You sound excited this week, though.
I am. Well, you know, I'm really excited about this topic we have, because you and I have talked in the past, and we've had guests come on who have said that you and I in past lives have been related, brother and sister, right?
That's right, sis.
Yeah, you're my big. We folks, we have to tell everybody every time now. Christopher and I send messages. I'll put BB, like that's for Big Brother. That's how we sign our messages now. But I'm excited about the topic we have today because we're talking about past life, healing your past lives, and today our guest is going to talk about using astrology to heal past life memories. And I know for me in my past lives, I couldn't believe how much those lives affected me in this life. And I went through past life regression, and I had learned this one lifetime I met a man. I just had this really bad feeling about, and I couldn't understand it. And my youngest daughter, when she met him, she was so rude to him. It was embarrassing. And that's not my daughter's personality, to be rude to somebody. And it turned out that that man had raped me in another lifetime, almost left me dead, like I was close to death because he had abused me and raped me so badly. So it's interesting how when I met this man and what came out of that for me, like I was having flashbacks and nightmares and everything, but by having this experience, it helped me to heal that from a past life. So I'm really excited today because we don't know what is going to come out of this show with our guest today, and we're going to help a lot of people heal. So have you had any more experiences other than knowing that you and I are brother and sister?
No, I just feel very close, with you like that, as though we're family every time I talk to you. That's about the way it is,
Yeah, well, let's see if she figures more out about your past because it's really amazing. And there's lots more that I've learned about my past lives. So, I'm excited about today. You can just hear it in me. Like we can't get the show started fast enough today, can we? But anyways, folks, let me tell you about our guest, okay, because we want to bring her on. Now, her name is Miriam Slosberg, and Miriam is one very amazing lady. She uses astrology to help you heal from past life memories. Now, Miriam, who suffered within due to past life trauma throughout her own life, she discovered a method to help tortured souls heal. And today, she's going to help us to heal more, and she's going to share what she did with that. Now, the past life that she so vividly documents in her book, which she's going to talk about as well, called Stars Behind the Tortured Soul, Healing Past Life Memories Through Astrology, is one of being a child victim of the Holocaust. Can you imagine having a past life in the Holocaust? Miriam is an astrologer who specializes in past life astrology, readings for tortured souls to help answer questions that help them move beyond pain and into healing. Now, Miriam is here to tell her story to you and to talk about past life astrology and how it can be the key to healing. And I've shared with you about how I had been raped in a past lifetime, and it was incredibly healing for me to know and heal that experience for my life now. So it's going to be an amazing show today, and I invite you all to call in and ask Miriam your questions. Now, the number that you're going to call in today is 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions today through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. And that website, again, folks, is TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, I know there's certain things that if you want to have Miriam read you, that you're going to have to give. So we're going to bring Miriam on now, and she'll tell you what those details are. So, Miriam, without any further delay, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I'm wired because I'm so excited to share you to get things going because there's so many people out there that don't even know about past life and what their memories were.
Well, not only that, but there's a lot of people out there that aren't very open to it. And
yeah,
that's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're only going to believe in what we're meant to believe, but... Mm-hmm. You know, I do think overall minds are opening up about this.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I ask you, first of all, if somebody wants to know anything about their past life memories or that. With people who are going to send their questions into you on the Transformation Talk Radio website to chat the questions in, is there anything specific they need to give if they ask the questions through there?
Yes, there's a time, place, and date of birth. Now, the time is important, but if you don't know the exact time, it's not going to be, you know, the accuracy rate is going to be a bit lower.
Okay.
So I'm just letting people know that.
So again, say that again. So it's the time, the birth,
time, place, and date of birth.
The date. Okay. Okay. So guys, call in, ask your questions, and again, that number to phone is 1-800-930-2819. Now, before we go to commercial break, can you believe we're almost at commercial break already? Tell us, how can astrology heal past life memories? What can that do?
Well, astrology is used to not only, like, I can see the past life experiences through looking at the natal chart.
Okay.
However, what we need to concentrate on is our strengths and our gifts that we brought in, because we all brought in some gifts and strengths.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's not an overnight process. I'm still dealing with a lot of issues myself, but am I a lot better than I used to be? Oh, yeah, for sure. So it's not an overnight process, but, you know, healing takes a while. And as long as you're, you know, taking best advantage of your strengths and not taking them for granted like a lot of people do, then you're going to just live a better life. And you're going to be able to put the past much better behind you.
Yeah, well, I know for me, like I was saying earlier, when I met this particular man, I just had this really bad feeling.
Yeah, and sometimes you just know.
Yeah, it's true, and it was confusing for me because I thought, I don't get, like, anxious around people, and my daughter was so rude to him, and that's not her at all. And in a past life, the one daughter was always my sister.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a real interesting story behind each of my children. But this one particular daughter has been my sister in every lifetime in that. And so she was so rude to him, but she was there in that lifetime when I had gone through this brutally bad rape. And, you know, it was pretty bad. So how she reacted, you know, and then learning about what that was all about was very interesting for me, and I was glad that I had that tool available to me, you know, to know what that was all about. Now, what I want to do is we're going to take a quick break,
okay?
And then when we come back, let's talk about how someone would know if they have a tortured soul.
Okay.
Sound good? So. Yeah. While you're thinking about that, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, Miriam is going to start helping you all heal. So we're going to take that quick break. Call in, folks. The number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. You also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. And again, if you're going to ask questions that way, you need to give your time, your place of birth, and your date. So stay tuned. We'll take that quick break and be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Miriam Slausberg, and today we're helping you heal past life experiences through astrology. Now, if you want to know more about what's happening with you, if you send in your time of birth, your date of birth, and the place of your birth, then Miriam is here to help you today. She can help you with those details. So before we bring the first caller on, Miriam, tell everyone that question I asked you before the break. How does someone know if he or she is has a tortured soul?
Well, okay, well, here's the thing. Now, sometimes you may not know this, but think back to your childhood. Did anything really, really traumatic happen?
Okay.
It doesn't matter, yes or no. Well, if you say no and you're still feeling anxiety-ridden, mm-hmm. you got low self-esteem, depression, addictions, anxiety, mm-hmm. then something traumatic did happen in a previous life if you cannot pinpoint as to why you're suffering like this.
And so you say it only, like, it would be your childhood specifically where you'd feel...
Well, if you think back, you say, I don't understand why I'm like this.
Yeah.
You know, I was not abused.
Yeah.
I was actually treated quite well, but why do I feel like this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So okay, that's an indication right there. And I also want to bring up something else. You go through therapy, therapy after another that'll diagnose you with this, you know, with depression or bipolar or whatever, mm-hmm. but nothing still seems to help, or it just temporarily does, and you feel deep down it's not, you know, it's not what you were diagnosed with. You feel
okay,
there's something a lot
that's
more
interesting. That's good that you bring that up, you know, because there's so many people that, you know, get diagnosed with things, but then they don't understand where it comes from or how to heal, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, there's one thing I want to say. I'm not criticizing doctors or psychiatrists.
Yeah.
I'm not, because mm-hmm. they're there to do their job, but I'm just mm-hmm. saying that it's just a side effect of what the underlying real issue is. So.
Exactly. Well, and I'm one myself that, you know, when I was diagnosed with having Crohn's disease, man, that was such a gift for me to get, because it really helped me to go within and really learn a lot about myself,
mm-hmm.
and you know, who I was and why I was like the way I was. And mm-hmm. it was having these past life regressions that, you know, really helped me. I had never heard of astrology helping you heal. So this is another amazing tool that I'm so excited we can share with everyone. So
yeah.
Thank you for sharing your gifts, my friend.
Oh, no, of course. You're welcome.
So how about we bring on a caller,
mm-hmm.
and then you can talk with her. Christopher, do you want to bring – we have Erin from Stonington, Connecticut.
Very good, Sue. You said it right.
I'm on a roll tonight. This is good. have we got Erin there now?
Erin is there.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Erin. Welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Hi. So, hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Now, your birthday is it July 28th, 1965?
That's correct.
And you're born at 10 a.m., correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
And then your birthplace is Westerly, Rhode Island?
Westerly, Rhode Island.
Okay, so Miriam, do you want to take it from there?
Sure. Firstly, I'm going to ask any specific concerns that you have.
Well, I adopted a child from Korea,
okay.
and I had lost four pregnancies before that,
mm-hmm.
and so my husband and I adopted a baby. And
sorry.
And then when my son was three, my husband did not want to stay married, and it really crushed me. And I guess I want to know if there are any past life, anything that you can see with my son and myself.
There's karma there. I'm looking at your fifth house, and you got Capricorn. I don't want to get too technical here because I just want to explain to you what I see. Anytime that Saturn is involved, because Saturn is Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and you've got that in your house of child,
uh-huh.
the fifth house, and there's karma for sure there. So this is interesting. I'm seeing like a life in, it's either Wales or Scotland. It's in that region.
Oh.
And you ended up having to abandon this child.
Oh.
And, yeah. I'm sensing it was around the early 1800s. It was before the Victorian era.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's some karma there that's got to heal. Now, I actually have a very interesting question.
Yeah.
Now, this could be left for interpretation as well, but how do you feel about cooking? Or how do you feel about
cooking?
Yeah.
I love to cook, actually.
Good. No, I'm asking you this because I feel this is an area that you explore different recipes, you know. I feel like this is going to just help you deal with whatever anxiety you're dealing with. Explore different recipes.
Okay. That's really
interesting. Even write a recipe book. Do something because I feel like cooking is something you need to hang on to help you deal with some of this this pain.
Okay.
And I don't know what the connection there is between that, but I'm seeing it, so just go with it.
Well, my son and I, actually, he loves cooking magazines. He's
awesome.
10 years old now, but he loves cooking magazines, and he's a big foodie. He loves to eat. So
oh, that's
I love
so
to
funny.
Cook for him.
Oh, my goodness. So that's funny.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's really cool.
Okay.
So, Miriam, can I ask you a question? So now you've told Erin this.
Uh-huh.
That there's karma with her son. Son?
Yes.
Okay, so what can she do as the next step now? Like you're saying about cooking, like sounds
well,
like...
Well, you know what?
What
cook
she
with
do?
Him.
Yeah.
Just cook,
cook
eh?
Cook with him. I feel
okay.
that because of the Saturn placement, because this represents your son, there's a gift there as well, which involves the cooking.
Okay.
Cook with him, and
okay.
it's not going to be an overnight process, but I think you're going to start feeling better, you know? Feeling
okay,
better.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
And
when she
okay.
comes from that, she'll write a book, right, Miriam?
Yeah, I think that definitely. Yes, I do feel that's something that's in your DNA.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's really interesting. And do you see anything with the person that I'm with now, partnership-wise?
Let me just take a look and see. Well, you know, we are in for a very karmic time as well, huh? Like,
Yeah.
Yeah, we certainly are. let me just take a look and see.
Now, is your question,
well,
Erin, do you want to know, is this Mr. Right? Is this kind
yeah, of... Yeah, I think I want to know if this is my life partner. because there's been a lot of, like, sort of pain in that area.
Well, let me take a look and see when's his birthday?
May 22nd, 55.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you guys, I sense that there's even some karma there with you, too, but nothing earth-shaking. I feel,
okay.
I do feel that, I'll say the potential is very high.
Okay, good.
That's what I'll say. So, yeah, go get
great.
Cooking. How about all three of you go cook a nice meal, and you'll have...
That sounds great.
Yeah. And invite me over.
All right. I'll invite you for dinner.
We all want to be invited, don't we, Miriam?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Miriam, for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's so interesting, isn't it, Miriam, when you...
Yeah.
You know, you she was saying about cooking. Her son likes the cooking magazine. And it, you know, we all have that intuition inside of us, you know, what we should do in that. And I think that this is another example that, you know, follow your gut feelings because often they're leading us, you know.
Well, you know, it's interesting because for the longest time, I was the one giving people advice, but
yeah.
I wasn't the one taking it until this year.
Oh, really?
Which
so you had all these
we'll talk about towards
you.
The end of the show anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, Christopher, why don't we take a break now?
Okay.
And then we'll get into some more readings. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, folks, and then we come back. There's going to be some more. So remember, y'all can call in, and that number you call is 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. And also ask us your questions through the TransformationTalkRadio.com website, and make sure you give us your time, your birth date, and your birthplace, and then Miriam can help you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I have Miriam Slawsberg here with us today, and I am so excited about today's show because Miriam is using astrology to help you heal past life memories. She's already helped Aaron from Connecticut. Incredible growing for Aaron. Now, we're going to give our producer, Christopher, the opportunity to have a healing with his past life memories. I just love, Christopher, when we can have you be part of the show every week like this.
I love it, too. It's
so
great.
So why don't you tell Miriam your details, and then she can tell you a bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I was born April Friday the 13th, I didn't say that off the air, 1973, and I was born in Skowhegan, Maine, and if my mother's listening, maybe she can help me with the last part of this, because I don't know what time I was born, and unfortunately, I don't remember what time I was born. I'm assuming it was during the overnight hours, somewhere in the 1 to 2 a.m. hour. That sounds right, and I guess I should have a question for you as well, right?
Yeah, that would help too.
Okay. Well, my question is simple but complex. My mind is constantly racing, and I don't remember the last time I was at peace. Do you ever see me able to? I obsess about everything, and I can.
Oh
never
yes, you know that's actually it's interesting you say that. That's actually the first thing I saw. Can I ask you a question? Are you like overly phobic of germs?
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
With my son Hayden, I have to sterilize everything.
Yeah,
he does anything.
I know. I mean, I didn't see that part, but I'm just saying I totally see that. You know, I see that you're like that.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Well, yeah, this is kind of gross. You died in, like, disgusting conditions in your last life.
I can see
and
that.
And I think it's affecting you now.
Wow.
Was that the life that I was the brother of Sue in?
Oh, sure. Now bring me into this.
I don't think so, no.
No.
I don't think so. I think it was after that.
Okay.
Cuz I don't sense you there, Sue, at all. I don't see you there at all. So I think it was actually a lot more recent than that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like it was somewhere in France, and you had been held captive in, like, very disgusting conditions, and it was because you had said something that had angered somebody, and they captured you. Really, really, really bizarre, but anyway, it wasn't even so much that part that traumatized you. It was, like, how disgusting the conditions were that you were held captive. That really, really bothered you.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I mean, of course, you know, I don't have any senses that happened, but with you saying it, it makes sense that would have happened. It also makes sense that it would be something, you know, something verbal or something that I thought.
Yeah, well, I think it was something that you actually either wrote down or expressed, but it was, it had angered somebody, and
right.
I almost get the sense that you know this person now, and you have a lot of friction there.
So I know this person now.
Yeah, who captured you, yes.
Hmm. I wish I could figure out who that is now.
I don't know, but I almost feel like it was someone who you knew at school.
Okay, but not anybody I do business with?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, wait a minute.
You may not know him now, but you did in this lifetime.
There are a couple of people from school who I know very well that I also do business with now, and I could also see that being the case, actually.
Okay. No, I don't think you do business with them, though. I mean,
okay.
I may not be correct on that, but that's the sense I get. I don't think so.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So, okay, so now he knows this. What can he do to change that or to heal that past life?
Well, you know what? I feel it's interesting because I don't feel it's anything particularly complex other than just, you know what, focus on one thing that really interests you and learn everything you can about it, because it's not that you, I mean, you know, if you become an expert in it, that's great, but it's something that is very comforting to you. Just concentrate on it. Like, I do feel that concentrating on this hobby is going to help relieve a lot of anxiety within.
Okay.
Do you do hobbies, Christopher?
Well, if you want to call, I mean, my hobbies are also my work. Also,
okay.
Here's a hobby. You know, and you're going to think this is totally out there, but I guess I've never surprised you before. But if I ever do get any free time at night, which is pretty rare, I have I draw utility poles with pencils, and I change the old poles to new poles, and I erase the old ones.
So do that.
And I move the wires over, and they actually, if they were real, they would actually work. If anything ever happened where every single electrical person, you know, were not able to do their job, whether, you know, there was an apocalypse or something, I could take over and I would know what to do.
Well, then you know what? Concentrate on that, because I did feel whatever you wanted to do was not really work-related. I feel like it's something that you really need to do that, you know, makes you, this actually makes you calm.
It does, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'd say go for it.
How interesting is that?
Yeah.
Now, could you, do you see, Christopher, I'm stepping in with this one, this
sure.
question. do you see anything with his eating habits, why he eats the way he does?
Yeah, because,
sorry, sweetheart, I had to just say that.
I know.
Because he's got Gemini on the sixth house, meaning that you just don't, it's very difficult to just stick with one good eating habit. I've got the same thing. I understand totally how it is.
But do you see me as a stress eater? Not stress so much, but when my mind does that thing, do you
yeah.
see me as using it as therapy?
For sure, because it's like you're literally all over the place.
Right, therapeutic.
When it comes to, yeah, it's very hard for you just to sit down and stick to, you know, a good, healthy eating regimen, because I understand I've got a similar placement here.
Wow.
So that's interesting, yeah.
Wow.
But I do feel that this eating issue is all intertwined with the inner anxiety you feel because of this. So
that you wouldn't see that as a past life experience?
No, I really don't.
No?
I don't feel that there was starvation.
Okay.
Because I know that in my case there was, but in his case I don't sense it. I just feel mm-hmm. all it's just
dying
because
filth.
The surroundings were just—it's just gross. Even when I zero
right.
in on it, it's gross.
Wow.
Do you think it was because of poverty, or do you think it was?
Yeah. Oh well. You were
I
definitely.
Said something. I said something.
You were definitely
yeah.
in poverty at that point.
Right.
But you were more like trapped.
Because of what I said.
Yeah, and I know this is. I got to ask you a really. Okay, forgive me for asking this. Are you Are you afraid of dead bodies?
I'm afraid of death, period.
Okay. Because I wish I... are you sure you want me to say it?
You say whatever you want.
Okay, well, I almost see that there were others that were also trapped in this area, and they died and were decomposing. Lovely.
Hey.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he's got that issue then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very gross.
Wow. Well, you picked a good lifetime to come in there, didn't you?
So, you know, that's all filled with bacteria and germs and all the gross stuff, so it's absolutely no wonder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, now, let me ask, Christopher, let me ask you a question. Sure. When Miriam's telling you this, do you ever have dreams at night, like, that you flash back to, like, seeing things like that?
Not flashback. I often, the dreams that I have are when I realize that I'm dreaming, and then my mind takes over, and I almost feel like there's this evil entity in my dream. That sounds kind of nuts. And it sounds like, once I realize I'm dreaming, it makes me dream, like, horrid things, monsters, and I mean, I can't even explain the evil that I see in the nightmares I have. It's crazy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes people get that. I mean, I had what you call sleep paralysis last week, so that's no fun. And you do see these, you know, awful entities at that point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was really fun hearing about Christopher's reading, I've got to tell you.
I do have to ask one question, though. Sleep paralysis, though, are we referring to when you wake up and you know you're awake but you can't move?
And then there's an entity on you, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it's like having a bad dream because you are still in you're like in limbo, right? So,
right.
Anyway, I don't want to get too off key here, but that, yeah, it's not a fun experience.
Wow. Wow. So is there anything else you want to ask her, Christopher?
No, I think that's can't think of anything else at the moment. I mean, I could. If I thought of anything else right now, Sue, we'd have a five-hour show. So
we would. But it really is interesting, though, isn't it, to show you where and why, how things are all interconnected.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With people, you know, when you meet people, you have a feeling, and sometimes you can't sense, and then it can come out that it was from a past life, and they've come back to help you heal it. I go with my first husband. It was a karmic thing, and it was, you know, lessons that I had to learn and heal. And once I learned them, I never heard or saw him ever again, you know?
Yeah, so, well, that's true. That does happen.
Really interesting. Now, you were a Holocaust victim.
Yes.
And how did you find that out? Just by doing your own chart?
No, because it's actually not very easy to do your own, since you've got the emotions in the way. I didn't really have flashbacks because I wasn't really ready to discover it, but I just deep down knew. I just knew. Mm-hmm. And I actually had some mediums read me when I was ready to find out, and they were pretty much on target with what each other said. Mm-hmm. And I was also right about what I suspected, being in the Holocaust.
So once you learned that, then did you start, things started happening to go back?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when I knew it was time for me to really pick at it and pay attention to it and start, you know, healing from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that old saying, you know, when the student's ready, the teachers appear, right?
And I want to tell you something else very interesting, too. And a lot of people may not be open-minded about this idea. But, well, it's not an idea. It's real. You know how we're actually surrounded by fairies and all that, right?
A lot of people. That's right.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of these fairies and gnomes or whatever around trying to help those two that were tortured, right, in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Right. Well, apparently, and it's really interesting because I had this read to me by a woman who's an Akashic reader who I totally trust. She is, like, got a very high accuracy, right? And it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I had this one, it was, I believe, I don't know if it was a gnome or something that was around me, and because I was a child, and children see things, especially since I was just so out of it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I saw this gnome. Mm-hmm. And to make a long story short, we adopted this dog, like, a few years ago.
Okay.
And it was a very strange, I mean, I'm not going to go into the whole detail as to how we got him. Mm-hmm. Because that could take a couple of hours. Anyway, we got this dog, and there was something very angelic about him. Okay. Like, it was a very bizarre way how, like, the whole thing was bizarre how he got him. Anyway, I always sensed there was something very angelic about him. Mm-hmm. And because right after getting him, I knew that I was very compelled to deal with my past life.
Oh, okay, you said.
And when I started writing this book, he literally sat beside me.
Yeah, I had a dog similar to what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was that gnome.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing how.
And by the way, his birthday's the same day as yours.
Oh, well, he's really a special dog then.
But he was born in 2008, so.
Okay. Well, on that note, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll have more astrology to helping you heal your past life memories with our very special guest, Miriam Slaasberg. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Do you know that this show has gone so fast today? My gosh, we've got about six more minutes left to the show, so we've got a couple minutes that I thought we'll let y'all learn more about me. You've learned about Christopher, my producer, and his past. So, Miriam, why don't you just take maybe 2 minutes tops and just tell me about myself? As I was saying to you on the break, I've worked on myself so much, and I don't really have fears now. So, by sharing my time, date, and place in that, you mentioned during the break, you can just give me information?
Yeah, well, I'll just say this much. You are a very, very old soul, okay? Like, very old.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this is your last incarnation.
It is. It is. I know that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, you got a heavy load of Scorpio in your first house, meaning that you were meant to just purge it all out in this life and examine everything.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just from your recent past life that you were dealing with. You had other past lives as well that you had to just pick all the pieces and just complete it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
so
makes total sense.
That's where all these issues come from. Not just that one lifetime where you were raped. You had other issues happen which were not dealt with. So it's all coming out now.
Yeah.
And since you're healing from it, you don't have to come back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and I think
well,
that's
kudos
why
to you.
I don't take anything for granted. And
good, because, you know, gratitude is extremely important
yeah.
to do. I mean, that's something everyone's got to do every day is count what they're grateful for. At least three things, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we're dealing with a lot of stress and disappointment, mm-hmm. we tend to forget, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're right on the nose. I know I've had others tell me this, and I
yeah.
know myself. Like, I'm very attuned, and I know this is it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I always have taught my children that, you know, life is so short. Try something new. You know, try new things, read new books,
learn new things,
new places,
yeah,
this kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, you nailed me right on the nose too. So is there anything else that you want to share with me, with others about me, or other than I'm perfect in every way and born November 23rd, Sagittarius is a beautiful day.
It is.
Talk about having a big head here. I don't. Christopher can tell you that. I'm only joking here.
No, I mean, honestly, you just want to bring it out onto the table and say, okay,
yeah.
you know, I feel like I've had this under the rug for so long.
Yeah.
Let's see what the garbage is, and let's just get it out.
Yeah, yeah, and that's basically really this life has been about, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I would say starting in my 20s, when I had the Crohn's disease, like I mentioned, it was a gift for me because it really started me on such a spiritual healing journey. And
mm-hmm.
It's been really great going back to, you know, having, like I said, the I had the past life regression sessions, and I didn't think I could be hypnotized because I am a very strong-willed person.
Yeah.
You know, my parents used to say very stubborn, but I like the word strong-willed better.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, so absolutely amazing. Now, we're almost out of time. We got like 2 more minutes.
Yeah.
And you have got a great book.
Thank you.
Tell everyone the title and where to get it.
Yeah, it's called Stars Behind the Tortured Soul, and you can find it on Amazon.com.
And then you've got a 3-day past life astrology course?
Yes, I do. You can go to pastlifeastrology.net. That's my mm-hmm. site.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go on to my list because I've got a course coming up. I was actually hoping to get it done this week, but I've been just so swamped with other stuff that I didn't have a chance. So hopefully next week I'll have it all. It's almost done, but I just need to get it all gathered up and together and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sign up for that. And you'll see there's a 3-day course as well.
Okay. Where do they sign up for that?
Yeah. So then I'll definitely put announcements out there saying whatever's, you know, going on.
Okay. And now, is there a website you want them to go to for signing up?
Yeah, pastlifeastrology.net.
Okay, perfect. And mm-hmm. say they want to connect with you and have more of a reading, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can connect with me on there as well.
Okay.
They can also add me on Facebook if they'd like.
Okay. Now, that leads us into something else. you know, folks, I always say, you know, and I've said again tonight, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. Well, I had a bit of a situation come up this afternoon that, as I shared last week, somebody hacked my website last week. And it has not been a pleasant experience for me for the last week with technology. It has been a bit of a test, I would have to say, honestly. And so what happened, somehow I set up a Gmail account, and Miriam had sent me her information a while back to come on the show and that. And all of a sudden, it went missing. I hit a button. Don't know what button I pressed, but I lost it. But anyways, it gave me that reason to talk with Miriam on the phone today before the show. And Miriam had shared with me that she also has a special gift that she helps people get out there. And she's great with social media and the technology that I needed the help so much with. And Miriam is going to come back on the show. And Miriam, November the 15th, I think we said, right?
Yes.
November the 15th, Miriam's going to come back, and she's going to help us all get higher social media rankings. The higher it is, the better it is for you in your businesses.
Everything.
And everything, right? Like getting jobs.
I can't express it enough. Yeah.
Right? So you said that my ranking was 58.
On Clout, yes.
On Clout.
Yes.
And so what Miriam is now doing is she's helping me to get all this information, get myself out there more. And can we share with everyone you're becoming a radio host, or was I supposed to keep that quiet?
Well, no, that's fine. It's just I have to organize myself and get everything together, so because I'm hoping to get all this stuff out in mid-October.
Great. Well, when we have you come back on, we'll talk more about your radio show, because I know you've got so much information that I want everyone to know that this is not it for this girl. She's going to be back. So any of you who have a business, any of you who want to get yourself out there more, tune into the show on Thursday, November the 15th, here on Get Inspired Radio, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and Miriam will share all the tricks of the trade, and I'll share with you how she's been helping me over the last couple of months.
And I'm going to have an e-book out.
Oh, perfect. So we'll share that, too.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Miriam, we're out of time, my friend.
Yeah.
You are so special.
Thank you for having me.
You have special gifts. Guys, we're out of time. On behalf of my guest, Miriam Schlossberg, my wonderful big brother, Christopher, and producer, I should say, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we all wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.